All right, folks, welcome back to Mount West Wire Football Podcast. It's been a bit. It's been a minute. We're okay. We've just been, myself, Matt Kennerly. Different schedules, right? We've got stuff going on. We're busy.
Life sometimes gets in the way, but it's okay because it's the off season.
It is off season. And hey, we're still doing about a couple of months, so we're good. And Soon, did you realize we're like 140 days from week zero?
Soon.
We are soon. We are recording this in the first week of April. Of course, website really quick, mwire.com. Go check it out because we have a lot of if you're wondering about where's the basketball podcast, because Eric Musselman in Arkansas, that's coming Monday. So hold your horses. It'll be here. Again, schedule and life, right, Matt? But we will soon be doing our team previews in, what, 6 weeks maybe?
More or less, yeah.
Oh, man, that's coming quick. Our top 50 countdown will be coming up pretty soon. A staple, and people love to hate that and or just love it if your player's number one, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have all sorts of stuff, but we will get to spring football, spring updates. You got QB competitions, like Boise had their spring game. Nevada's working on their spring stuff. San Diego State's been wrapped up. Air Force been wrapped up. But that's another show. Today, we're talking the money, Matt. TV deals.
Yeah.
Excited. You don't sound too happy about that.
It's not always the most exciting thing in the world, but you know, it is something that indirectly impacts the Mountain West. So it is one of those things that, you know, even if thinking about that many off-field things isn't my favorite thing to do, it is something that's important, so we got to talk about it.
Guess what? I'll bring the enthusiasm because I like this type of stuff.
Okay.
Because, we'll get to it all together because, I asked some correlations that some people are like, you're crazy. I'm like, I'm not so crazy. Trust me on this. So Here's what the deal is. A couple weeks ago, was it 2 weeks now? 2.5 weeks? The American signed a new TV deal, and we'll relate it to Mountain West because they're basically counterparts. Early rivals. What's the best word, Matt, to talk about the American?
Can we just say hashtag not Power Six?
Always. So they have had a bit more on-field success the past couple years. But overall, it's about the same, right? They're fairly comparable, slightly above the Mountain West. But I don't think they're head and shoulders above everywhere. TV money-wise, here's the deal that goes down. They signed a 12-year deal. Not bad. Going through 2032, oh boy, that's a long ways away. 12-year contract. Just over $1 billion, because you know that's important to get that big B in there to know your big-time conference, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're getting $83.3 million per year. That's about $7 million per school.
Yes.
That's a pretty big increase, because before they're getting, what, just under two? 1.8, 1.9?
Well, in the original report from the Sports Business Journal, they said that it was an increase of about $5 million per school.
Yeah, about fourfold, I think, as well.
Yeah, so if the average is a shade under $7 million, it means they were getting roughly $2 million beforehand.
Which, when we get to about Mountain West, we'll compare them. Right now, it's about 1-1 per school. Boise, I think it's 1-8 because they have a kind of a side deal. And so they were less before anyways, which It makes sense for a couple reasons. Because time zones matter. Look at the Pac-12. And don't even count the Pac-12 network, which is not available wildly to everybody who wants to get it. You have to have Comcast, Dish Network. Only a couple of providers carry it, Unless you go like Fubo or some streaming service. So even discounting that, the time of games matters because it's later at night. Fewer people are up to watch the game. So that's going to count. That's why the Pac-12 partially. Well, two reasons. First, they're one of the early conferences. Like, they always do the TV deals every couple of years, essentially. Once one comes through, there's usually Big Ten, Big 12, it's kind of the one. Or, like, the Mountain West will be up in 2 years. So how will they compare to the American, which we get to? So, but being out West, they signed that huge $3 billion deal, I think it was. So they're the highest paid conference for, like, a year or two, or, like, a hot second. But Now they're behind, partly because inflation. But also, when their games kick, which I'm fine with 7 o'clock games. 8 o'clock, 8:30, maybe pushing a little bit. But look, geography-wise, more people live east of Texas than do west of Texas in the country. Or you can do the old Mississippi thing, which, for some reason, I guess that's a natural border or something in the country. People still mention that. But New York City, Miami, all down the East Coast, Boston. I don't know why I said Miami, but, Chicago, bigger cities, watch games. They're not going to kick a Pac-12 game off or a Mountain West game at noon Eastern, which they've done before, though, which is a terrible idea. So that plays a part of it, too. When the American has Annapolis, they have Orlando, they have Tampa, not the market size, but the location.
Yeah.
So when you're able to have a bigger window to put games at when more people watching, you're going to get a few more bucks. And that's just, there's nothing the Mountain West can do about that, right? There's nothing they can do. They're just where they're at.
Location-wise. Yeah, pretty much.
So what it means. So what their deal means and how it compares to kind of Mountain West. So they are going to have, and there are some hiccups in this, which will be interesting too down the road. They do get a handful of games on ABC, which is better than the Mountain West gets, because all they get is the basketball title game on ABC or CBS. That's about it, I believe, right? There's no regular season college football. Nope, they had the football game for a little bit. So that's a bump for them. They get to go on ESPN, obviously ESPNU, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a ton on ESPN Plus, which they don't specify.
Mm-hmm.
Which you have to pay for to get ESPN Plus.
It's only $5 a month, but yes.
It is. Do you subscribe to ESPN Plus?
I did, but I'm trying to, you know, cut costs in my household. So for the moment, I do not. But I feel like once football season comes back around, then yes, I probably will.
A good tip for that. That's fair, because I have it. I watch a few things. Like I watch Katie Nolan's pretty funny. I'll watch some of the 30 for 30s on there. There's a few other stuff I'll watch here and there. Some college stuff that's not big time I watch. But a good tip, I subscribe to ESPN Magazine, which I read rarely. But before, when it gave you the free the Insider, they rolled that all into ESPN Plus. So I don't even know what I was playing. I think I'm paying less than $5 a month. But I was getting the magazine, and I think it's $25 a year, which is a really good deal. I guess it's about the same, maybe. Well, no, $2 or $3 a month, $2. But it rolled all together. So if you see a deal, Matt, or anybody out there, if they still have that around where you get the magazine and it rolls into ESPN Plus, get that, because that's a better deal overall, because there's some good stuff at the magazine. Plus, the ESPN Plus now, you get all the insider, or I guess it's the old insider articles too. So what I'm saying is, if you see a good deal for the magazine that's less than $60 a year, might as well get it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying, if you, because there's enough here, how do you get your, not that this is ESPN Plus promo, but there's some NHL, there's daily MLB games, stuff like that, and some other good stuff. But it doesn't say how many games. So first off, for a consumer, if you're looking at that, like, okay, I have to pay $5 a month only. But like you said, you're saving a few bucks, Matt. You don't want to spend $5 forever.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about ESPN Plus in particular is that they have already cut deals with other college conferences as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Conference USA is a big part of it, and I believe the Sun Belt as well.
Yeah, a lot of Sun Belt games. They have and if you're a college fan, like I played water polo and do water polo. They have water polo games on there too. They have lacrosse on there. They have a lot of minor sports. Like I know baseball is fairly, it's not niche, but it's not huge. College baseball, they have softball, they have lacrosse. If you like European soccer, a ton. And then they just now recently, U.S. Open Cup for Soccer, which is a weird, crazy tournament because it's MLS teams all the way down to like Division III college club teams can play for some titles. So there's all sorts of random stuff on there that you like, but it's not a must for college football fans, but it's getting there, and I guarantee there will be a couple of Mountain West games on there. I assume there would be at least one or two. By plan, they play Sun Belt a lot. If they play CUSA, if they play a MAC school. So something to look out for. And we'll have a show or talk about this digital stuff. But also, you see people complain, well, how could I watch this digitally? I'm like, well, it's honestly, do you know how to use a Chromecast or your most TVs now you buy have an option to get it on there? Like I bought a new Roku TV a few months ago. It's amazing. It has all that stuff built in. You're good to go. PS4 has it built in, probably Xbox, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, or even just on your cell phone. You can literally sign up for ESPN right now using your cell phone through the Google Play Store.
So that's what I did before. I did that for until they wrapped in my subscription until they bundled it. I'm like, oh, sweet. So there's a lot of stuff on there. So that's I don't know. You get ESPN3 and ESPN Plus. I assume ESPN3 is going away because there are going to be some Mountain West games on there, ESPN3. But the point you're getting, overall, there's more content. It's a touch harder to get it, but even the SEC puts stuff on like SEC Plus, which is not even on their regular channel, or Pac-12 Plus, which is like a Facebook channel.
Yeah.
So we're used to it here in the conference, like Facebook with them, or the stadium deal. So what we're getting to here, as we're kind of just discussing the deal overall, it's a good deal for the American. What does it mean for the Mountain West, though, Matt? Because you said not Power 6. This deal, as it stands, puts them at about six times more than any Mountain West school is getting, which right now, because at 1.1 and about 1.8 for Boise, I think Hawaii gets about 2, I think, for their Spectrum deal.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends a lot upon the context that you give it, because you know, AAC schools might be kind of beating their chest right now and boasting about this deal, but it's important to not only look at how it compares to the Mountain West, but how it actually does compare to the actual Power 5 conferences. And I don't know if you happened to listen, I think it was a week or two ago, to the podcast Ain't Played Nobody podcast.
Yeah, when they talked about this.
With Bill Connolly and Stephen Godfrey. And they put it into a perspective that I feel is maybe the most notable part of this whole thing, where yeah, it's an increase of about $5 million per year. But if I remember correctly, and I wish I had gone back to listen to this before we've had this discussion, but every team in the Big Ten...
$50 million plus. Two teams make more than the entire American does.
Yes. So...
yeah, not so much.
So it might seem impressive if you put it one way, but when you look at the gap that, you know, not only the American but the Mountain West still has to overcome, you know, to be able to put together a TV rights deal of this kind, like the gulf is still very, very wide.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I heard that I was a little bit skeptical about how much it actually meant to begin with, but when that extra bit of context was added to it, I was like, okay, so what exactly is the big deal to me? You know, because football and basketball, men's basketball in particular, those are still mostly going to be in the domain of like the main ESPN networks anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a fan of American baseball,
soccer,
then, you know, that's cool, I guess. But yeah, I don't think nobody in our audience is likely to be going out of their way to find that particular kind of stuff.
Sure. But also, it should be noted here, pulled directly from the Sports Business Daily report, football, like you mentioned, ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, or excuse me, all the ESPNs, not news apparently, I guess, anymore, unless it's overflow, some ABC. However, majority of the basketball games, which means, what, 50% plus one, I guess, is on that. Mm-hmm. However, here's the thing that may, this is how they're trying to make their money to me. This is how ESPN is justifying paying that much money, ESPN Plus. Half of their football games will be on ESPN Plus. Half.
Yeah.
The Mountain West has, see what you say, but what about CBS Sports Network or even the regional stuff? You do, let me just put it this way. If you're already getting the channel, it's not an added cost to you to have CBS Sports Network. Mm-hmm. It's not an added cost to get Stadium because it's free. There's a lot of games on Facebook. Even the regional games on AT&T, they're put on like the Rocky Mountain Channel. I'm not sure what's in your area. I guess it's still Root Sports Northwest. But you could stream it online as well for free if you're out of footprint.
Yeah.
So part of it is a little bit like, oh, how do I watch? I know the Mountain West is splintered a bit. This is more streamlined, so it's an ESPN entity of some sort. So if you're looking at the box score, you can click the watch button on ESPN Plus or you subscribe. Great. If not, 7-day trial, $6 a month, whatever it is, $5 a month. But that half the games, that's a lot of games. Do people realize that? For the most premier conference, I guess, one of the better. With is Central Florida, like it's not going to be UCF in Houston being on ESPN Plus. It'll be Tulane. It'll be Tulsa. It'll be South Florida. You know what I mean? Teams that aren't great. East Carolina, but still half your games. What it seems to me, all these ESPS Plus games were the old ESPN News games, likely.
Yeah.
And so, if you're a fan of those schools that aren't traditionally above average, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I think to me the bigger part of the deal was the fact that they didn't give up their grant of rights.
Yeah, that's a huge deal too. That's a sticking point as well.
So if you were talking about those teams who are at the top of the conference right now, your Houstons and your UCFs, you know, basically the schools that when you think of, you know, who has had the most success in the revenue driving sports, which is, you know, football, men's basketball. Both of those teams were in bowl games this year. Both of those teams were in the NCAA tournament recently. Mm-hmm. So this deal, I think for them, the fact that they still have the flexibility to bail on the American anytime in the next 12 years if they wanted to me, I think that's a bigger deal than, you know, the other parts of the package, because I think that ultimately is the goal of those kinds of teams, you know, because as you mentioned earlier, they exist in those big markets that, you know, provided they can sustain the success that they've had recently. You know, we've seen that, you know, conferences are willing to move into major media markets, even if the product isn't necessarily the best thing in the world. And I'm thinking particularly of Maryland and Rutgers. So, you know, if, you know, maybe not the SEC, I don't know if they would be willing to take on two more teams, but I don't know, the ACC or, you know, the Big 12.
It's Big 12.
Feel compelled to slice the pie and try and grow that pie the next time they have to renegotiate their deals, that I think is what benefits those top tier programs for the moment right now the most.
Well, and they get more money too, so it's like a win-win if you're those bigger teams in the league.
Yeah.
So for the Mountain West, a couple of things this means. It's, I would say, because their deal's up in a couple of years. I think the big way, I think the reason, like I mentioned, like I saw a lot of people say this that probably follow this even more closely than me. Streaming is where people are going to get the money from next go around. Because right now, Facebook pays nothing to air these Mountain West games. Stadium pays nothing to get these games. The regional AT&T pays little to nothing for these games, I'm assuming, because it's a regional channel. And there's probably only a couple million people nationwide who can get those channels just because it's a regional sports network and hence regional. And I think the Mountain West will get a higher deal, obviously. I don't know if they'll get a similar deal. It depends what they do with Boise State because they kind of have their own little side thing. I think that'll continue, I believe. But I'm pretty sure it's safe to say, even if, let's just say they stay exactly where they're at in the same channel. Say it's the exact same setup, couple games on ESPN every week, couple games on CBS, couple, you know, I mean, just how it is. I'm pretty sure they could get at least $6 million per year. Maybe even past the American just because, again, it's timing of the deals, inflation, and it's like, oh, we're going to pay more just because that's the case. I think they'll get close to the same money. But if we're really talking about getting money, what should the Mountain West do? Because Facebook has money. Why are they giving them content for free? They could pay for this stuff, right? And so I think that's, like I said, ESPN Plus. They put half their games of football on there, over half of their basketball games on there. That's where money could come from if the Mountain West were to get some games on ESPN Plus, which I think would make sense because they have a couple on ESPN3. What is it? Probably a couple a year. Not many. And so that's where the money's going to come from. But Facebook needs to pay. Stadium, what I know they provide, because here's the weird thing about Stadium. I'm correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but isn't basically the schools have to have their own equipment to broadcast on Stadium, and they just send their announcers out there, and that's it?
You would know better than I would.
I wasn't sure. I think that's the case. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case. Because I know that's part of the deal, I think, with the Mac stuff, too. Like, you got ESPN Plus. Or I remember the – or if you remember the Maverick construction camp game when Utah State – a couple years ago, their opener, they just had the construction camp to watch the game when they're playing some FCS school because they didn't have the equipment properly set up because of construction. So, but I'm saying, like, that's where money's going to come from. Like, Stadium, if they want to be viable, they're getting away with paying nothing. You know what I mean? They pay their talent. They pay whatever to go out to the games. That's it. They need to pay the conference. Like, to me, the Mountain West would be better off to go more for ESPN Plus or go put more games on another channel, which, trust me, there's room on ESPN late at night. If you look at those 8 o'clock kicks, Mountain Time, 7 Pacific, you got Pac-12 and maybe one Big 12 game, right? You had ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News. I'm just saying, there's four channels right there.
See, I have nothing to base this on. This is pure speculation on my part.
Go for it. I love it.
But, you know, one thing, and this is like the kind of thing that I would be looking for rather than the specific thing I'd be looking for. But I think about something, for instance, like CBS All Access.
Yeah.
And for those of you who aren't familiar, you know, there's CBS and then there's their All Access, which is basically, it's exclusive streaming, and they have started to build content based on like original content. So like they have Star Trek Discovery on there. They have the rebooted Twilight Zone on there and, you know, a few other things.
Apparently Good Fight's really good, I've been told, or been forced to be told it's good.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. But I think of something like that, and I wonder whether a streaming platform that's associated with a major media platform like CBS would be willing to add a suite of original or, you know, not original, but exclusive live sporting content to kind of boost, you know, the profile of that platform. And I think of that in terms of the fact that the Mountain West already has a very healthy presence on CBS Sports Network. So to me, something like that feels like a logical extension where you're not necessarily having to fight with ESPN or having to fight with the American for exposure on an ESPN platform. You know, if CBS wants to do something different, to me, that wouldn't surprise me. Obviously, I have no indication whether that's going to happen or not. But
it's not a bad thought. Similar with the NBC Gold, I think it is, like for Premier League. Something like that. But no, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
And that's what, $6-$7 a month or whatever. But you're true. Amazon has some stuff on there. I was actually looking through Amazon Prime the other day just kind of to see what to watch, for just kind of checking stuff out. They're apparently showing, like, I know they have the NFL package. Or parts of the game. They do some other. I think they have some. Don't they have some college basketball? I thought women's basketball or something. But they have like golf on there showing a certain part of the Texas Open or something. A couple weeks, like watch holes 14 through 18 or something like that. But you're right. They're already with CBS. CBS Access is putting a ton of money because Twilight Zone. Apparently, people already love that from the one episode you can see now. There's a lot of other stuff on there as well, and it's not hard to get because it's on, like, if you, I think, like Amazon Prime, you can add it there. I think if you're on Roku, you can add it there. And yet, a lot of, because, you know, they all bundle the stuff now where you can just kind of add on to stick with Hulu or YouTube TV and stuff. That's an option as well. Or, like, YouTube TV could pull them because they're doing a bunch of, what is it, MLS teams have YouTube TV now as their regional partner as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that would work. That might be more of like kind of a Root Sports type deal, or I guess not Root Sports, but AT&T. But there's, in 2 years, a million things could change. But I think my point is, if they're going to make money and more money, streaming, they need to be more forthcoming or more forceful, saying, Facebook, if you want our games, it's great exposure. But seriously, what did, I know it helped us out because finding Utah State games last year was a big traffic builder because half their games were on Facebook, partly mm-hmm. because they didn't think they were very good last year. Going into it, they weren't supposed to be this amazing team. But what is the league, honestly, what do they get out of putting games for free on Facebook?
Exposure. Eyes on the game.
Yeah, but okay. That's good, but don't you want some money too? I guess kick control, a little bit too, kind of controlling the kick times, tip times.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't know, I as a fan, and I don't know if just how many other people would agree with me on this, but I think at this point in 2019, I've kind of become accustomed to kind of this fractured television environment. So to me, the fact that I'm having to find games on one platform or another rather than trying to find them all in one place just doesn't bother me as much as I thought. I think it might have like 2 or 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because it's just being able to get eyes on the game, and maybe it's a kind of a temporary steps towards, you know, trying to figure out a way to more efficiently do that or to show Facebook that it's viable for them to be able to do that or something like that. I'm not sure.
I'm just saying, like, it's my no, I get exposure and I get that, like, fracture. That's why I was mentioning, like, on my newish TVs, a Roku, like, oh, I can add a million different channels through the Roku channel, which I didn't even know I could do until I got an email the other day. It's like, hey, do you want to get Showtime and Stars free for a month? I'm like, sure, why not? So I'm like, oh, go for it. So I go to my Showtime app. I've had it before. My login isn't working. Like, what's the deal? It's all on the Roku channel, so it's all there. It's like just add-on channels.
Mm.
And so CBS, like, just kind of the same thing where it's fractured, but then you have Chromecast or Roku or Amazon Prime or Hulu or whatever to add on these extra networks of channels. So while it's fractured, it's still in the same place. Like, when you got Fubo TV, I did that a bunch this year for a free trial. Stadium is on there as well. It's like, oh, cool, cool. I can go to the Stadium Channel 5 and watch Utah State play Nevada. Mm-hmm. And so while it's fractured, it's better. But my point is the Mountain West wanting to be on those because they want to have a 12 p.m. local kick time? I still think it's still giving away for free because the broadcasts are okay. But then again, it's no commercials, which probably people like. But filling a full football game, halftime, because let's look at the comments on Facebook. I'm like, well, that's okay. It's a novel idea, but I don't care if there's an ad or two in my football game there. It's like it helps them have a better broadcast too if they're not going 4 straight plus hours talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's little things like that. It's like, oh, they could – who knows what they want. They could promote all their Facebook shows. You know what I mean? Like the LeVar Ball show, Steph Curry, Tom Brady, whoever they have out there. I'm just thinking of ways that's how money's going to come through, like whether they do CBS All Access – ESPN Plus, go to NBC Gold, because they sort of had a deal, kind of a relationship with NBC Sports versus and all that stuff years ago. I just think that's where money's going to come from. But let me ask you this real quick, because I know I'm kind of hogging it here. The leagues mentioned they'd rather maybe go more streaming to control kick times. What would you, I know we discussed this before, but do you care when games are on during the day? Like, would you rather have what's the status quo is where it's typically 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific kick time, or 5 to 7 kick times on Pacific Coast, or do you want to watch a game at 12 o'clock?
Well, I mean, I can only speak for myself in that, you know, I don't necessarily mind the late kickoffs, but when you think about, you know, Fresno and San Diego and a lot of, you know, pretty much all of the West Coast, you know, Mountain West spots in particular, you know, you can't think about just me. You know, I don't have kids. I'm not trying to come from out of town to go to Bulldog Stadium, things like that. And I'm sure that a lot of other Mountain West communities are the same way, where it's not just people in the city going into the games. It's people from outlying communities who are spending time and money and effort to go to mm-hmm. these games. And when you're faced with a 7 or a 7:30 kickoff, you know, you're all of a sudden talking about a game that is finishing around 11, 11:30 midnight. You know, when we're all raring to go for the Hawaii kickoff.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that you know, maybe you're sacrificing a little bit in terms of television exposure if you're kicking off earlier in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you were putting a good product on the field, like I think most of the teams in the conference are, I think you'll be able to offset that by having a more family-friendly draw, you know, by having more people at the games in particular.
Because, like, what do schools want? Like, do they want a full stadium or they want more? Because it's like a two double-edged sword. Do you want more people in the stadium where, yeah, you get a decent amount of money, or do you want the money from TV saying you're kicking at 8:30 Mountain Time? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It depends what you want. So here's the thing where I think this could benefit to both places. If it's streaming, you can watch after the fact. Like, I don't watch every game live. I'll watch some games Sunday morning or late Saturday night after the Hawaii games, kind of catch up what I missed because I got kids. I got stuff during the day. I rarely ever go to games. I have other stuff going on. And so I can't watch as much as I used to just live. I know they're saying everybody's different, what they got going on. So I watch stuff late at night. That's why during football I may not tweet as much because I don't want to, oh, 4 hours later, let's tweet about this game just because. But people have different things going on. And so there are some during the middle of the day games, but I think that's where streaming comes in, where, hey, pay these teams to carry your product. Like, they're getting a free ride. I think that's fair to say that putting games on even the Mountless Network, I know it's just to get out there, and that's a little bit different because that's a game probably nobody wants to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to put, I know for the American deal, they're not going to put Houston versus UCF or South Florida, good teams against whoever lower level teams on this platform. They might once or twice to get it. Because I remember years ago, do you remember when ESPN2 was pretty new, Matt?
Yes,
and we're pretty young.
Back in the '90s, yeah.
Yeah, I think early '90s. So I may have been maybe in junior high, maybe. People freaked out because it was a new channel. Distribution was an issue because you got ESPN. Why the heck do we need ESPN2 with the funky graphic and logo you can barely read? Well, I remember people freaked out when they put number one UNC or whatever order it was, number one, number two, Duke UNC on that game. And people flipped out because they couldn't get the game because no, DirecTV, Dish, all the providers weren't carrying those games.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they might do for ESPN Plus. And that's still a good strategy. It's like people sign up, even if it's for the free trial. They'll get people in there. Maybe they'll stick around. And they see, oh, they got this library of what. But I know we mentioned this, but if they go to streaming, they need to be paid for this. That's my main point I'm getting to. That's how people are going to make money because you said it's all fractured. I'll watch stuff on Hulu. I'll watch on HBO Now. I'll watch stuff, like I said, the Roku channel, whatever I subscribe there. I still have DirecTV because where I live, it's, I have to have it. It's $10 a month, so I'm lucky for that sense because it's built into my apartment. But they got to pay for it. That's what I mean. That's where money's going to come from because at some point, inflation is not going to cover enough of this league. Just because it's 4 years later, you're going to get an extra $500 million.
Well, and here's the other thing that I don't know if a lot of people have talked about it since the initial discussion, but I think that, you know, even if the Mountain West's next TV deal is a little bit less than what the American's getting, one advantage that the conference has over the American, at least as far as I'm concerned, is that I think they're more unified.
Yes.
As a conference. Because one of the things that in thinking about this conversation that really jumped out to me was the fact that, you know, it's not like there was universal praise for the entire thing. Everybody has something different that they're getting out of this new deal in the American. And, you know, maybe it's an outlier of some kind, you know, positive or negative, depending on how you look at it. But UConn in particular.
Yeah.
The discussion that they were having in stores about this new deal is very interesting to me because, you know, the deal isn't necessarily giving them the best possible, you know, package for their women's basketball,
mm-hmm. which is a big deal.
And it has to do with the fact that, you know, it's on some channel now, but if they're moving everything,
it was on Plus. SNY.
But yeah, SNY. So, but long story short, you know, in this article that I read from Mike Anthony at the Hartford Courant, you know, one of the things that jumps out, you know, the $5 million that they're getting in this new deal per year doesn't offset what they're losing.
True. That I do know. Yeah, I did read into that. I know our guy Daniel Connolly mentioned the same type of stuff. He does stuff at the UConn blog. He used to do Nevada stuff with us. But they're trying to subcontract some games to go on SNY. And part of it, too, is, okay, women's basketball, okay, really, who cares? But UConn women's basketball, people care. Notre Dame, Stanford, a couple teams, Tennessee. Even New Mexico, when they're pretty good, they get a good crowd at the pit there.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it, too, okay, you go watch the games. It is a bit harder. And it might be older crowd, whatever that's considered, of technological savvy. But it's a big deal, especially if it's less money than they're getting. And they're all, because how many games of UConn's women's basketball is fairly common occurrence on ESPN when they show women's games. So a decent amount of their games, I don't know how many, but if they're getting less money by going to 90, even if it's same amount of games on ESPN or one of the proper ESPN channels, not the streaming service, that's fine. But if they lose money because every other game is on ESPN Plus and not SNY, and that's still a cable package. It's not like an over-the-air local channel. They're out in Connecticut or the Northeastern. They do other, I don't know what else they broadcast, but it's basically a regional sports network.
Mm-hmm.
I know the subcontract, but will that even give them enough money?
Yeah, and you know, that it reminds me of another discussion that, coincidentally enough, you know, Podcast Ain't Played Nobody had, I think it was about a month ago at this point, but they were talking about, what were they talking about? I think they might have been just talking about realignment, but they brought up the Mountain West in particular. And the one thing that they mentioned about the conference from the last round of realignment is, and this is, I'm paraphrasing here, but they said that the Mountain West did the smart thing by basically just grabbing the good teams from the WAC.
Yeah.
Because that was all they needed to do. You know, mm-hmm. they grabbed Fresno State, they grabbed Nevada. You know, San Jose State's kind of been a wash, and that's being charitable.
Yeah, they had the two good years of David Fales.
Yeah, you know, and they had grabbed Boise State the year before that, set them up with a pretty sweet deal. Mm-hmm. And when people say, and I'm thinking about this article that Matt Brown wrote at SB Nation, that, you know, this new deal represents you know, some kind of gap between the American and the rest of the Group 5. I don't know that I necessarily buy into that.
For now, for like 2 years.
But we've seen what the Mountain West has done in the last couple of years. You know, the race to the top of the Mountain West was very exciting this last year. There were three teams in the top 25.
Finally.
And you know, the conference could have very well had three teams in the conference tournament, or in March Madness, if things had gone a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. As it was, there's a handful of very good teams that I think, you know, even if they're not quite at the Americans level, you know, if it's like, what, 90% of what the Americans offering, it's not like the American doesn't have crappy teams. Like East Carolina was crappy in both football and men's basketball last year.
Tulsa's not as good as it used to be.
Tulsa's not quite as good as it used to be. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, even if the Mountain West isn't getting a $1 billion deal the next time their turn comes around, if it's very close, I'm not going to be surprised. Because they have a good product. They have mm-hmm. a unified product. You know, for all the I don't know if you want to call it consternation of fan bases, you know, like Colorado State or whatever, you know, the Big 12 is, you know, maybe they'll still be looking their way at some point as well.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, they could keep their fingers crossed and that's fine, but I think that, you know, the product that the conference has as a whole right now is a solid one. It's a more unified one. It's not likely to break up in the same way that the American might if things don't go the way that certain schools want it to.
Yeah, and that goes back to the grant of rights. You mentioned that's not on the table anymore. And mm-hmm. then also, UConn, like, they're not even happy before this deal. You know what I mean? Like, their basketball, it's like, why are we in the freaking American Conference? We should be in the Big East. We should mm-hmm. be playing Georgetown. We should be playing, who's in the Big East now? But, you know what I mean? Xavier, Villanova, those type of teams who are in the Big East. And they don't feel, and maybe they need their football to go back to FCS if they want to change leagues, but or be an independent for a bit. But that's part of the thing where they've kind of had issues before. You know what I mean? Like, they want their basketball to not play Houston, which, even though it's good this year. Like, if you think of it basketball-wise, it's only like Cincinnati, that's about it. You know what I mean? Like, who they're really playing is always good every year.
Yeah.
So when you look at that type of stuff, they've kind of had, this kind of just adds to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say when you look at overall football, it's like they were 0-8 in the conference last year in the American. They won one game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already a wedge divided. The only wedge to Mountain West, I guess, would be Boise State. They'll be getting more money.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, what Boise State brings to the conference kind of justifies that. You know, if Boise State had fallen off from what they did in the WAC,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, they obviously haven't really gone undefeated anymore, but I think that's more a product of the rest of the conference has got pretty good. You know, from year to year, you know, sometimes someone could come up and beat them, but I think that that's good for the conference, you know. And I don't necessarily, I'm still not going to be surprised if any number of teams in the Mountain West rise up and, for instance, grab that New Year's Day bowl spot in the next 2 or 3 years. I don't think this financial gap that other people are playing up is as big as other people say it is.
No, it's for now. Because,
for now.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, it's always cyclical. Like, oh, next Big Ten gets this deal. Like I said at the beginning of the show, Pac-12 got this huge deal, highest paid conference for like a year. It's like, okay, SEC, we'll see ya. We'll be ahead of you for like 6 months. You know what I mean? And then they'll go to the next conference. And so I don't know if the Mountain West will be more than them, but it'll be, at worst, the percentage of difference will be about the same.
Yeah.
And you look at what the Mountain West is doing, it's gotten better the past. Like, there's a couple down years, clearly, especially in basketball, and it's gotten a little bit better this year, and football as well, with those three ranked teams. But Utah State seems to be on the rise, even though new head coach, Boise State's always going to be contender for the most part. That's historically proven. You have Fresno State. Hopefully they're going to stick around, keep going. Hawaii seems to be getting better. UNLV's on the rise a bit. San Diego State had a tough year, but they've, with Rocky Long, been pretty good. So, like, there's plenty of teams to say, okay, this league is deserving to be $8 million per school per year.
Mm-hmm.
And also remember, Hawaii's not part of the deal. They get their own deal. So even here's the kind of bad thing as well. Hawaii's, even if they're great, they're not going to add much to TV deal because they get paid their own from Spectrum. Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, it's a big deal for the American for now. The Mountain West has a new deal coming up. They're negotiating now. I think in 2021 it ends. They're going to get probably, they might even get more than American, and it'll only be for a couple of years. And who knows what deal they'll do. I don't think they'll do a grant of rights deal because, like you said, there's no team, no real threat team of leaving. And the only reason the Big East thing came up years ago with Aztecs and Broncos was because the Big East was trying to hold on to their automatic bid to a big money bowl game. Mm-hmm. So for those to say, boys, let's just go to the American, it's like, why? You're no different or better than you are now. And you're not going to get a playoff bid or be considered any better if you had Boise State. Let's just say they make it a 14-team league. You had Boise State and Utah State, two teams out west that are pretty good, or Fresno and Boise. What's that going to add to the American outside of maybe getting, extending their time zone of games, you know what I mean? Like, for TV purposes, you have a late game as well, because they're done by 9 o'clock on the East Coast when, if they play that late 6 p.m. Eastern game or whatever, you know what I mean? So there's no reason to be alarmed if you're wondering about from Mountain West perspective, but what do you, like, let's finish up with this. What do you think the ideal, like, broadcast scenario looks like? Let's just say they get about the same amount of money, which I think we're both in agreement with. What do you think their next deal is going to be? Are they going to be status quo? Are they going to make some sort of change? I know 2 years is a long time in this TV business, because 3 years ago, you couldn't. There's no thing as like YouTube TV or Fubo or Sling. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Different ways to get channels at a good rate. Even though DirecTV Now is kind of fudging the books and screwing things up for everybody, but they're the only ones that seem to be kind of being kind of shady. So, what do you think would be like the best? Like, what should they be doing?
Ooh, that's tough. Like I said, I think that if they can find a hypothetical deal like the one with CBS I mentioned earlier, I feel like that would be the best possible route.
Like for second tier games on CBS Access, All Access or something?
Yeah.
Or lower tier games that are typically on Facebook or Stadium?
Yeah, or, you know, the kind of games that would typically be labeled like by the Mountain West Network right now.
Yeah, it's like a like FCS
game. If those games were on CBS Sports or CBS All Access, I don't think anybody would complain about that.
Outside of paying $8 a month or whatever after your free trial.
Yeah, but then you get the Twilight Zone.
That's true. Jordan Peele is doing good things.
So I mean, to me, something like that would be the most ideal thing, kind of an alternative to the ESPN Plus deal.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, it gets a little bit tricky, just because for the moment there really isn't anything else there really isn't anything else like that. Like ABC doesn't have anything like that, and the Mountain West for right now doesn't have any presence with Fox, really.
True.
So it's, I mean, I don't know that I have a good answer.
So you'd like them to be on ESPN, CBS Sports Network, and then All Access for all the other games?
I think that seems like something that would work for me, because at least then, you know, the product would be at least somewhat focused. You wouldn't have to go to four or five different places.
True. I'm wondering, I still think the regional network's going to be there, because that's still a pretty good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll, and there's not that many games. It's like, what, 15 a year?
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think that's that big a deal. But I do think kind of narrowing it a little bit, like I said, get paid for the streaming stuff. Like for me, like Craig Thompson and other guys have said, like, well, we want to control kick times and sacrifice money. You can't sacrifice money. You know what I mean? Maybe for some games, but not that many. Like if you have a CBS All Access game, say you put them on the streaming thing like they do for Facebook, like they usually get fairly good kick times. They're not put at 9 o'clock at night. They'll put them like at 5 or noon or 2, or even with the AT&T Sportsnet. They'll stick them on there. I think they're going to stay on ESPN because Boise wants to be with ESPN and then vice versa. That'll stick there. I think ideally for me, I would like a touch more on ESPN, partly because they're out there. If it's an option beyond ESPN, I think they deserve at least, what, 3 ABC games a year if there's room for it. I think that's reasonable. Get a couple on ABC if they go there. But Fox only has Big Ten, Pac-12, really, and I mean a little Big 12. Like, yeah. I'm not going to get that deep where they could go, but I think they're so in bed with CBS Sports Network, they're always going to be there because they'll put 4 games on a day, and there's basically room for everybody. Because the max on CBS a little bit, so you have American, there might be more room on the American that side because American may not have any games on CBS Sports Network. Because did you see Army Navy is going to ESPN now? That's not on CBS anymore. So that got switched.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be something similar. What ideally, a couple broadcast games, and then mostly on whatever, if it's on Fox or ESPN, stick those games on there. I'm pretty sure ESPN. And then stick on CBS Sports Network where you're at. And then I like your idea of just being on some sort of keep it in-house as close as possible. Like if you go to Amazon or if you go to, say, YouTube TV makes a Mountain West, puts a Mountain West channel on there, that's something a little different and you have to subscribe to get for it. That gets a little bit dicey, but we're all kind of used to say, oh, where do you get this channel? Where do you get that channel? Like, I can get Pat's Old Network if I sign up for Fubo for a week or whatever it is, or a trial and watch University of Utah, whatever. But I like a couple broadcast games, but I'll end with this. If you're CBS All Access or whoever, pay money to get these games. You shouldn't be getting free stuff. And then exactly. making you and I pay for that stuff. And I get Facebook's free, but still, it's like, you got to do something to get a few bucks to conference, because how much money, like seriously, how much money are they leaving on the table when there's 20 games that are free to watch online, at least?
It's hard to say.
You know what I'm saying? Like 10,000 a game?
I don't know.
I think that's a fair point. Like, what are you leaving on the table by getting a 12 p.m. kick time? So there's that. So, of course, door number 3, Matt, some brand new service where they put a chip on our, or we put a contact in our face and watch any football we want.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be
Black Mirror stuff.
Exactly. So I think we've exhausted this. Anything else we need to add or any other little tidbits?
I think we're pretty much all set.
So this was if you like this stuff, hope you loved it. If you don't and you wanted more football stuff, well, it's the off season, so we're doing a few things. We will have a show next time, probably a week or so from now. We'll do a big spring roundup, and probably after that, probably some NFL draft stuff a little bit. And then we'll see what happens after that, because we may make up a we'll figure it out, okay? That's what we'll do. That's what we do here, right, Matt?
Yes, we make things up on the fly.
A little bit here and there. We've had this plan for a while. We've just been busy. So thanks for listening. Check us out, mwire.com. Head over to like iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcast. Let us know if you enjoy this. Even if you don't, right? Give us a couple stars. 3+, right? Can we ask for 3+?
I think three at a minimum.
Yeah. Even if you hate us, give us 5 stars and say, you guys need to talk more. I also like how we get the random. You can say we hate Boise State because, or love Boise State, because we did I did an article recently, just kind of a football thing. 2 comments I think on Twitter were Boise State lovers. I'm like, why? Because we mentioned them once. We led off with New Mexico in that piece. Come on. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, follow us on Twitter, MWC Wire. And hey, if you have any fun ideas you want us to do, find us on Twitter, MWC Wire. Message us on Facebook, whatever you want to do. That's still up and going, sort of, but. We get stuff going everywhere. So wherever you find us and you want to shoot us a message about anything, just do it. And, yeah, we'll see you next week. Peace out, folks.